regulate the part of EEC in Greenlandic fishing if the biologist should regard it as dangerous for fish stocks in Greenland. Today, the biologists mean that it is agreeable order. In connection with parties, I think that I ought to mention that Greenlandic parties developed within the last 10 years were established quite independent from Danish party system. And in this way, Greenlandic party politics is outside the Danish party politics, except that Siumut became member of International Socialist Association, and the Danish Social Democrats and German Social Democrats, and maybe also Specialist Social Democrats, are member of this association. Beyond this, there is no formal connection between Greenlandic and Danish parties. And it means also that Greenland is very little affected of change of cabinet in Denmark. There has been a social democratic cabinet for many years in Denmark, and it was replaced by a conservative coalition almost 2 years ago, and it had not changed the relationship to the Greenlandic political life. But in connection with the home rule, the parliamentarism was not introduced in connection with the Home Rule Act in Greenland. This is prepared, and I think that it was passed now, so that it should be possible to have election within the four years election term. I think I lack one thing, that there were found mineral resources in Greenland, and among them cryolite was exploited by a Danish company from about 1860. Now it is emptied, and it was extractive economy seen from Greenland. Today there is a lead and zinc mine in Uummannaq municipality, and it is also an extractive mine that has very little connection with the local community. But in connection with this, and in connection with oil exploration in East Greenland, the mineral body that has both Danish and Greenlandic members, it has allowed explorations, but only at low speed today. There is a uranium deposit in the southern part of Greenland, and there has been discussed very much if it should be exploited, but I think that these plans are dropped now for good.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Peterson. I have a couple of questions. You said that under Home Rule, the Home Rule government of Greenland has power to deal with education and health. I didn't make a list of things, but could you tell me what powers, in fact, the Home Rule government is exercising in the broadest sense? You mentioned police, and I didn't understand whether the police were under the jurisdiction of the Home Rule government or Denmark. I think you said defense was still under Denmark.
Yes, defense is within Danish government responsibility. And beyond this, there is also foreign affairs are also under Danish responsibility. Today is health service still under Danish responsibility. And also different sovereignty question, and in this condition also inspection of fishing area is also under Danish responsibility. Under Home Rule responsibility, they are economy and occupation and economic development question, and responsibility of management of renewable resources. And in fact, it has been a very long time in Greenlandic responsibility from about 1920. Social matters, they are under Home Rule responsibility, and housing question also. Culture and education and church, they are also under Home Rule responsibility, and it means that Home Rule may have legislation about these things and finance them, make budgets, and hire, engage people. And there is a sharing of this responsibility of planning, of education, of central authorities. While the public education is under responsibility of the 18 municipalities of Greenland, and also teacher training, educational planning, or like thing on central authorities.
I just have one other question, and then. There are others. You said that non-renewable resources in Greenland are under the jurisdiction of Denmark and Greenland jointly. That is, I take it they have to agree. The Home Rule government would have a veto over the development of this uranium mine and so on. Have I understood that correctly?
Yes.
What is the feeling? I take it that though Greenlandic Eskimos are the majority in Greenland and occupy, no doubt, most of the positions in the government, elected positions in the government, persons of Danish descent and immigrants from Denmark, or anywhere else for that matter, I suppose, have the right to vote in elections.
Yes.
Is there any movement by Greenland to secure complete jurisdiction over decisions about non-renewable resource development? Or are they happy with the joint control of non-renewable resources?
At least I think that Siumut hope that it may have full control of non-renewable resources. And it is also declared goal of Inuit Ataqatigiit that Greenland should have full control of non-renewable resources. While attested that in fact consist of different people who couldn't follow Siumut in its formulations have much more weak attitude toward this question. In fact, Adesut has weak attitude towards many things because it is much more broadly it has a more broad
membership.
Yes, very different people there. And till now, I think that there has been no fundamental disagreement in the joint board. And there has been used the veto right from both sides till now. But I think that one day the question of Greenlandic full control of non-renewable resources would be stressed. But I don't know when.
I've got a list of people here who want to ask questions. Could I just ask one more before we go on? In the places in Greenland where people are engaged in renewable resource activity, hunting and fishing, take a place, I've forgotten the name of it, but the place near Thule, Kanak, which we are told is where people live by in a traditional way. How is their land held? In other words, they have houses, they must have a village, they go hunting, they go fishing. By what right is it written down anywhere, or not written down anywhere, but by what right do they do those things? How do they, how is that right acknowledged? I hope I'm making myself clear.
Yes, I have no clear answer either, but the housing ground is regarded as in some way transferred to the owner of the house. And there has been also in traditional way of life some kind of transfer of rights for exploitation of for instance, trout rivers. When there were only little trout stock, this, and it was a kind of distribution of exploitation that might be very wise because people learned how to exploit it and how to exploit it without destroying the possibilities of the place. But most of the area was used collectively, hunting area on the sea and hunting areas on the land, caribou hunting, they are also collectively used areas. But they were in some way also tendencies that settlement people has a strong right to the vicinity of this, to hunt in the vicinity of settlement than others. And when other people want to hunt from this, in this area, they had to visit the settlement and go hunting together with the local people from there. These things are still used today, but not codified in regulations. And in connection with mining, we may see that the duties and rights of mining company are described very clearly and defined so it was possible to see what they may and mustn't, while the Greenlandic rights are mentioned in one sentence that the mining company should respect the traditional Greenlandic rights. And there are no definition and there are no description of what kind of rights they are. Of course, in this situation, the mining company will be much stronger than the local people. And it has been rather strong opponent.
Public lands in Greenland are held by the Home Rule government. That much is clear. Yes. David Case, and then Rosita Worrell and Dennis Patterson.
I had a question about the police powers of Denmark. You said that the police is in the control of the Danish government. And could you elaborate on what is meant by police? Does that include the court system? Or does it just extend to the control of the police officers themselves?
The police is under the Danish Ministry of Justice, and but most policemen in Greenland are of Inuit origin, and maybe 10% are of Danish origin, and in this way they have a lot of understanding of Greenlandic conditions. They make, of course, daily inspection of that things go calmly in the Greenlandic towns, but they are also explorers in Canadian criminal cases, and also actors, at least help the actor in the criminal courts. Greenlandic court system is based on non-educated local judges with regional judge, Greenland judge, who is educated in law.
Rosita Worrell.
I have two questions. The literature that's generally been available to us here in the United States has always talked about Greenland as being economically dependent on Denmark, and cited that as one of the reasons that independence or home rule was never sought. How much has that changed, and is there a point that you expect to be economically self-sufficient or independent of Denmark?
Thank you. Today, I think that still about 50% of our Greenlandic budget was covered by Danish sources. And it was the policy that financing from Greenland's sources should be increased in the within the recent years, but there has been very bad winters that were very severe towards both fishermen and sheep farmers. And in this way, the dependency of Greenland in economical dependency of Greenland was still a very strong factor. In fact, the Greenland Home Rule is interesting because it gives political sovereignty without economic sovereignty. There has been no tensions, serious tensions between Danish and Greenlandic governments. And I think it is partly because both of them had learned to live with this kind of situation where Greenlandic politicians maybe know which kind of things they could forward without creating tension, while I think that from the Danish side, it was important that Greenland was outside the Danish party politics, and Denmark, in fact, also would like to be a big brother.
The second question leads into that. You mentioned that as your climate warmed, the industry or the economic shifted from sealing to small-scale fishing. What did the Greenlandic people enter that small-scale fishing? And then you also said something about an allocation of resources. Is there an allocation between Greenlandic fishermen and others?
It was about 1920. There came large shoals of cod in Greenlandic fjords, and visited them till sometimes in 1950s. In the beginning, it was just enough to have a little boat and jigging up the fish. And in the course of no time, you may fill up the boats. It was like in the earlier hunting possible to the father of family to get out, like the kayaker did in the earlier times. And when he came, the family could help each other to prepare the fish and sell it. And in this way, the pattern of a family pattern, household pattern, was in large scale unchanged under this fishing. First, later on in the 1950s, when Greenland got Greenlandic fishermen got cutters and trawlers and like things, and had to have a crew, and in this way also had to began to consider the question of rentability. The economic pattern in Greenland, also economic pattern of households, began to change. And in the same period, the fish factories were built in the towns, and also contributed to change the family life, because both father and mother could get jobs, 8 hours jobs outside the home. And of course it was also necessary in this period, because expenses of families was greatly increasing. But about 1950, the economic pattern in Greenland changed radically, and from household economy, the national economic consideration had to play a much greater role than earlier. Was that a question, answer?
Is there, I mean, you said something about a percent. Is there a percent of catch assigned to Greenlandic people?
You mentioned 59,000 tons for Greenlandic fishermen out of a total of 83,000 tons. Is that?
This, yes. Yes, in the last, within the last 10 years, the Greenlandic total catch of fish was about 60,000 tons a year.
But that's not assigned, is it? I mean, is there, are you allowed a specific amount, or?
Yes, from midst of the 1960s, the Greenlandic political bodies participated in international negotiation, especially North Atlantic negotiation about allowed catch. And this continued from 19, but the decisions was taken by the European Economic Community from 1972, and from now Greenland should negotiate on oaths conditions and participate in taking decision about these things. Till next year, Greenlandic waters are regarded as waters of European Economic Community.
Dennis Shepherd, Dennis Patterson, sorry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that the action last Friday, the non-confidence motion, has resulted in some instability in Greenland, because that has never happened before. And do I understand that the Constitution is not clear on what happens next, and that has to be worked out over the next while? My question is, does Greenland have the ability to, the Greenland Home Rule Government, do you have the ability to amend your own constitution, or how can this problem be resolved? Will it require action by the Danish government?
Yes, Greenlandic Home Rule is not, in fact, based on real constitution, but and parliamentary acts from 1979. And according to this legislation in Greenlandic matters, internal Greenlandic matters were transferred to Greenlandic parliament. And in this way it is also possible to Greenlandic parliament to change some part of Home Rule Act, especially in question parliamentary question election within 4 years electoral period. There was not given possibility for this in Home Rule Act, and there were in fact no possibility of withdraw the governing party according to Home Rule Act. The problem is in connection with this new confidence vote where the governing party became minority. It has 12 members or 26. It has very little possibility for continue as governing party. And I suppose that this situation will end an election, because there was passed an amendment to the Home Rule Act, so it should be possible to have elections when the governing party was when governing party fell. I know very little about it, because I have left Greenland when this interesting occasions happened.
Doug Sanders, did you want to?
I have two questions as well. The first is on taxation. I wondered what systems of taxation were in effect in Greenland. For example, does the Danish income tax apply in Greenland, or do you have your own? Who collects it? Who gets it? What other forms of taxation are in place?
Greenland has its own taxation system. It is also income taxes, and according to Danish tax administration, there are also possibility to withdraw it from income direct for wage earners, while the others has possibility to pay it 1 hour. 1 year delayed, as in connection with independent people, fishermen and grocery and like things. The tax in Greenland is proportional. Tax in Greenland is proportional tax, while it in Denmark is what do you call it? Yes. It's another system where the percentage is increasing with income.
A graduated.
Yeah.
Tax. Mm-hmm. So are there any taxes that Denmark levies in Greenland and collects, or maybe I should say Copenhagen levies in Greenland and collects.
Yes, but there has been a different negotiation in connection with it. Earlier was if a Dane has lived in Greenland less than 2 years, he should pay his tax in Denmark. Now there is this time is reduced to 6 months, and a person who had been in Greenland more than 6 months should pay his tax in Greenland for this period at least.
Did the reverse work for Greenlanders who were in Denmark?
Yes. Yes, it is in connection with income tax. It is the same both ways, yes. While if some person in Greenland has a house or like a fortune in Denmark, it should also be taxed in Greenland today.
I think that Mark.
Oh. My second question. I know my first question became three questions, but my second question is: does the Home Rule government have some degree of foreign policy? And if so, what elements are there?
In fact, not. Even though Greenlandic political bodies had participated in some negotiation as North Atlantic Fishery Council, like things. But beyond this, it has no right or don't interfere in Danish foreign policy. A month ago or so, when Mr. Chernenko, the leader of Soviet Union, one of the Greenlandic reporters had made a joke, according to which Jonathan Motzfeldt sent a congratulation to Mr. Chernenko, and it was read in the radio press. And after this, Jonathan Motzfeldt was very angry. And sent Diamantic, both in Greenlandic press and to the Danish foreign minister.
Jonathan Motzfeldt, for the record, is the premier of Greenland. Daly Sambo and Rick Hardy. And then I think we'll move on to our next presentation.
Mr. Peterson, you made some mention of offshore areas or who the jurisdiction or control of offshore area or coastal areas. Is there a breakdown of the control of jurisdiction, like a 3-mile limit, a 12-mile limit, a 100-mile limit? And in the case of oil development, you mentioned the Joint Resource Development Council. I'm wondering that if the jurisdiction or the control is left to the EEC, who on the Joint Resource Development Council has the strongest vote in terms of veto over any development projects?
In this question, there are several not solved questions. Also because Denmark was member of the European Energy Union, according to its own statement, the union has ownership of mineral resources within area. But for some reason, we had never felt as affected by European Energy Union. and in connection with the fishing question, there are something I am not quite sure, but I think that the European economic community countries has agreement of 12-mile sovereignty area and 200 miles economic area. And in this area, the inspection was made by the states themselves. And even though North Sea was called for EEC, it was divided in German, Danish, Dutch, and English interest besides the Norwegian and Swedish. And there has been upbringing of fishermen within the area, especially after the so-called cod war between England and Iceland. England adopted some of the Icelandic ideas and had strengthened its inspection of its own area. So there are a lot of complicated questions in connection with waters. Also in connection with oil exploration in North Sea, these borders are respected very much. Beyond between the different states, they are only in their own sector. They have to make exploration and exploitation of oil. Was it a question? An answer?
Who on the Joint Resources Council has the most power? Is it, are the seats on that council evenly distributed, or does, between Greenland and Denmark, is there any one side that has more power than the other in terms of veto power?
Yes, I think in principle, EEC would have a strong position, but EEC has great difficulty in agreeing about anything in this question.
Rick Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Peterson, I'm making a couple of assumptions here that I'm then going to base my question on. I've heard you talk about the Greenlanders, and I am assuming that there are both Greenlanders that are aboriginal to Greenland and those that have immigrated from elsewhere. And the second assumption was, when you were discussing the fishing quota matter, you talked about a certain quota being allocated to the Greenlanders, and I assume that's all the people in Greenland. And if those are correct, I'm wondering, within your home rule setup, are there any rights that are only for the Greenlanders that are aboriginal to that country? For example, do the aboriginal people of Greenland have a preference in harvesting wildlife resources?
Thank you for this question. In fact, when we speak about Greenlanders in Greenland, we mean the aboriginal population. While we speak about the Danes in Greenland, and normally don't mention them as Greenlanders. in connection with the different rights. In fact, there are no rights that are reserved for indigenous population alone. Hunting rights, fishing rights, they are given both parts of population. I think that it is a problem made by some of the Greenlandic and Danish tradition tradition that was expressed in Danish No Discrimination Act, and it should be a kind of our that should help the minorities, but it is very often used against them. In this little book, it is not thoughts by Chairman Mao, but statistical information about Greenland. There are no description, distinction between Greenland Inuit and the Danes. There are only persons born in Greenland and persons born outside Greenland. And according to this, there are a little more than 40,000 persons born in Greenland and a little under 10,000 persons born outside Greenland. It corresponds roughly to Danes and Greenlanders, but we don't know the exact number. And in other aspects, there are in fact very little distinction between them. But there are differences in culture, in education, and maybe also occupation that sometimes make it